Blog Talk Radio.
Friends, Don Todrin here from Second Wind. All right, so I've got something important to talk to you about today. Merchant cash advance loans. Dangerous territory, friends. Dangerous territory. So look, here's what they are. They're not loans. It's called a merchant cash advance. I'm using the word loans because just it's easy. But the reality is, what happened was that since the Great Recession, I love that name, Great Recession, the banks have basically pulled out of lending money to small businesses. They're not going to do it. It just doesn't happen. I've had some great businesses, great numbers, go to their bank that they've been there for 20 years and be rejected. The bank doesn't want to get involved with small business financing. In fact, it's so bad that we see constantly banks actually calling the notes of their qualified borrowers who are current, doing business, profitable, but they don't want them in their portfolio. Call their note. Then they're stuck because they can't get refinancing. It's really a terrible situation. It happens frequently. We get these calls all the time. So with this massive need for capital, look, businesses need capital. It's like gasoline for your car. You can't operate without it. Businesses need capital. If the banks are not in the business of lending to small business, then we've got a real hole in the armor. Now, look, this is a capitalistic society. We understand. Find a void and somebody will fill it with business opportunity. And that's exactly what happened. The void that the banks created by being unwilling to lend to small businesses was huge. And it was filled by some very smart entrepreneurs that figured out that they can fill this pipeline with massive amounts of cash at huge interest rates, 30% and more. Can you imagine? 30% and more. They make it easy. They can have the money in 24 hours. They take out daily withdrawals from your account or your credit card machine. And they're making a ton of dough on it. Now, many businesses, many are using this money effectively, despite the high interest rate. And by the way, it isn't really 30%. That's really not so, because they're looking for 4, 5, 6 month amortizations on the debt. So since we talk in terms of an annual percentage rate, if you're doing 30 in 6 months, it's really 60 in a year. And in fact, if you start multiplying all the other factors that are involved, it can be 100%, it can be 150%. It's just staggering. But look, you got to have gas for the engine or the car doesn't go anywhere. You got to have money for the business so you can't buy inventory, you can't hire people, you can't pay your bills. Cash flow isn't always even. You don't get your money today. So what they did is they figured out, well, we can get 30% and more if we call it a cash advance. It's not a loan. It's money. We're buying your receivables, is what they say, your future receivables. It's a great idea. Takes them out of the banking world. They're not lending. There are no regulations, no requirements, no oversight. It's a contract. It's a financing contract. Not a credit issue. It is only they're only looking at your cash flow, your monthly deposits. And by the way, they'll give you about 100% of what a monthly deposit is for you. So if you're depositing 50 grand, you'll get about 50 grand. Some will give you a little more, some a little less, but that's about the number. 3 months worth of deposit slips, and you show them what you put in, and the average of that is the money you'll get. You'll get it in 24, 48 hours. It's really a great service. Unfortunately, though, 3, 4, 5 months later, 2 months later, whenever it may be, the businesses start croaking under the tremendous weight of this drain of capital. So sure, they got the 50 grand in, no doubt, used it effectively, but every day, $800, until eventually your cash is destroyed, your cash flow is destroyed, you can't operate, you can't pay them. And what happens? Small business owner goes out and gets another cash advance, another one at 30% to pay the first one. Throw a few dollars into the checkbook, so you got a few extra dollars, and now you got two. We see businesses calling us with four and five and six loans. It's like a Ponzi scheme. It's an addiction. Once they start, they can't stop. They got to keep on borrowing because they can't pay. This is very dangerous, folks. Very, very dangerous. Now, we're getting, I'm going to say a dozen calls a week, maybe more, with cash advance issues. Now, here's the good news. Not to besmirch their reputation, but frankly, this business model is predatory. These businesses are they're pirates. They're taking advantage of an opportunity, and God bless them. That's what capitalism is all about. And they're filling the need, and that's great. But they're doing it in a way that is utterly destructive to many small businesses. And we know because they're coming to us for help. So here's the interesting good news. The interesting good news is we can work them out. We can reduce this debt. We can work it out successfully so that we stop the daily draw, we negotiate a settlement, and we pay it over a short period of time, but it's 25 cents on the dollar. So sure, it's still expensive. It still is a setback. But once we kill the daily withdrawals and once we reduce the number to something you can actually afford to pay, then it works. And frankly, we've saved dozens of businesses at the cost of the merchant cash advance people. We've saved dozens of businesses from outright annihilation by implementing our workout strategies in the merchant cash advance world. And we're very successful at it. So the good news is, in conclusion, that if you have to take this cash, then take it. If you can make it make money for you, then do it. And if you get stuck and it's just draining your cash flow and it didn't do what you thought it would do or didn't deliver the results that you needed and you can't survive with it, then we can get you out of it. Now, there are many people that find this reprehensible, that find this unacceptable. I hear it every day. Well, you were breaking my word. I made a commitment. I borrowed the money. I need to pay it back. To which I say, well, I honor that. And I agree with the concept. But if you can't pay it back, then this discussion is useless. You may want to pay it back. You may believe you should pay it back, but if you can't, you can't. So either you go out of business or you fix it. Now, secondarily, let's look at the underwriting process. Did they ask you for your tax returns? No. Did they want to know your profitability? No. Do they want to know anything? Or what are you going to do with the money? No. So their underwriting requires one aspect. Show me your cash flow. Now, let's say your cash flow is $50,000 a month, but you know you're breaking even at $50,000. You're not even making any money, which is why you're borrowing. So you now borrow another $50,000, and son of a gun, now you got to pay it back every day, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 a month, $10,000 a month. Well, of course you don't have the dough. You're breaking even. You just took on $50,000 more. You don't have the dough. So you can't. Now, they're not underwriting looking at this. They're not looking at your ability to pay back. They're not looking at your profitability. They don't know what you're doing with the money. They don't care. They're playing a numbers game. And the numbers are huge. One of the biggest out there, OnDeck, has put out over $2 to $3 billion worth of money in small pieces. Thousands and thousands of businesses are being sucked into this. It works for most. It's expensive, but it works. And I understand that. Just this morning, I recommended that a client actually borrow $50,000 from a merchant cash. We set up the loan, and the reason is because not only can he use it effectively, but it'll turn his business around. So the fact that it cost him, even if it was 100%, even if it cost him 30 grand on that 30 grand, so what? It set the stage for him to make hundreds of thousands. It opened the door. It saved his business. So there's a time and a place for it, but you got to look down the road. After I spend the money, after I borrow the money, then what? Can I pay it back? Now, all that being said, I urge you to be very, very careful, very cautious. And if you get in trouble, then call us, absolutely. But there's another footnote to this. And that's, once again, because the banks have eliminated this avenue of lending, they're not lending to small businesses. Yes, there are cash advances, merchant cash advances. We just discussed that. But this dark hole has been filled with many borrowing opportunities. Not always 30%. I mean, 6 to 8%, 10%, 12%. Not merchant cash advance, but legitimate loans. And there are dozens of new entries into this market. Because there's demand, there's need. With this demand, it will be filled. So there are private lenders all over the country. And when I say private, just not banks. Big companies, small companies, individuals, groups of individuals, lending all kinds of creative ways. Accounts receivable financing, inventory financing, purchase order financing, unsecured line of credit financing. All kinds of cash is available. You got to talk to the right people. You got to look and you got to find what's right for you. Merchant cash advances are not the only game in town for money. It's just one of the games. So I urge you, think carefully. And by the way, call us. You know, it's part of our equation. A turnaround requires capital. A workout requires capital. We have access to capital through many different sources. We're making loans all over the country. So join us. Get smart money. Get the money that you need. It's important for your own survival. I understand that. But be smart about it because it's a dual-edged sword. It slices in both directions. It can work for you and against you. So be careful. Be cautious. Be prudent. But at the same time, be bold and make that decision. You know, the client I was talking about this morning, you know, she runs a very interesting business, but she's on a downside. Her revenue is in half. She's hovering just below break even. And there's a few things that she could do to really pump her revenue up, but she needs 25 grand. So I told her, I said, listen, get a cash advance loan. You'll have the money in 24 hours and then spend it, and it'll produce 100,000 every month. You can't do it without that cash. So she's going to do that. She got very excited. In fact, she said, geez, I knew all about that, but I heard 30%, and my knee-jerk reaction was, forget it. I'm not doing that. But then I said, why? Look at what it can do for you. Of course you should do it. It saves the day. And she's going to. All right, folks, that's my message for the day. And I wish you the best, and I hope for you success. And I'm here to, you know, it's funny, one more thing. She called me, and when I talked to her, she said, I'm giving her some advice. And I solved her problem. And she said, do you always just give out free advice, you know, in conversations like this? I mean, you saw my problem. You didn't earn anything. And I said, yeah, I always do that. Anyone that I can talk to that I can help, I will do. Now, hire me, and I'll give you our services. But, you know, conversation, I'll be glad to tell you what I think. So don't hesitate, folks. Call me. I'm an available resource. Bounce something off of me. Let me give you another opinion. All right, friends, have a great day, and I still have a few more shows before Christmas. I'll be looking forward to it, and make money. All right, see you later.